You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Good evening and welcome back to Perspectives. I'm Ashley Burgess. And you know, Perspectives is an intelligent, it's rich, it's real, it's an unbiased show. When I said that, I said unbiased show on the radio. It's more than a show. It's a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge. It's humorous. It's intelligent. We have intelligent banter. And you know what? They're successful life-enhancing tools that when implemented by people that are listening can change their life in ways that they have never imagined and have only thought about imagining. Tonight's discussion and topic came to existence earlier this week with the announcement of the Duet mosquito spraying situation. An injunction to stop the spraying has been put into the court system, and you know what? It didn't work because our government and our state government decided to take the West Nile situation and upgrade it to a pandemic. So at that point in time, the injunction did not work. Let me begin by saying a few things. I think everybody needs to understand where I stand in the situation. First off, I am definitely, clearly sad, and my heart goes out to the individuals, to their family, and to the people that have passed from West Nile, as well as people that are currently sick in the hospital, out of the hospital, what have you. It is not good. I feel very, very sad for those people, and I hope the ones that are sick that have not died will get better. But the situation is this. We have to realize that as of today, the recent statistics from Texas, 450 cases, that's 450, and 17 deaths. 10 of those deaths were in Dallas County. And I understand that there's several people that have been touched and hurt. But in the same point, if you go to India in one square foot, that's how many people die like every 2 or 3 minutes. The concept of calling this a pandemic and spraying all kinds of chemicals in our air in an aerial assault on the people that live here is unreal. Does this justify spraying these toxic chemicals that causes the same similar problems as West Nile? The lowering of immune system, causing pneumonia in people with a compromised immune system already. That includes people with cancer, AIDS. Realizing that the spraying continues, and they claim that it's going to continue for the next 2 weeks due to the rain. A lot of people thought that that was Mother Nature trying to say something. I don't think many of us have ever remembered a rainstorm like that in an August in Dallas in a long time, as well as the temperatures that we're having right now, which are quite amazing. So they've decided to continue spraying. We can all argue about the people that get hurt. We can all argue about the concept that we feel like we have been, our power has been taken away. We can think about the people that say, well, West Nile will end and there won't be any more West Nile disease and we'll kill all the mosquitoes. And then there's other people that said, hey, you can't spray at all. But the biggest concept that we're missing is what's going to happen with our ecosystem. Nobody really talks about that. That's something that nobody ever speaks about. Nobody even asks about. Nobody even thinks about. What were some of the alternatives instead of Duet that we could have picked? Let's see. The first one could have been pyrethrum. Now, pyrethrum is an interesting thing because it's been around for centuries. It's been around for a very, very long time. It's been used in the Middle East even 4 centuries ago. It's been used for a very long time, and it's a natural insecticide that comes from chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums is a flower a lot of people know as having those white petals with a little yellow insert in the center. Really cute. They come in a lot of different floral arrangements. You get them with the roses. Sometimes they can be a filler to some people. They say, oh, well, they gave me too many chrysanthemums. Okay, you get what I'm saying, though. They're cute little flowers. It comes from flowers. It's a natural insecticide. But I don't know why we couldn't have used that. We had to use an oil-based product, because, we don't want it to ever go away. So the rain can be out there all you want, but it's never going to dilute it because the only way to dilute Duet is by using mineral oil, another oil, because it is a product of petroleum. Yes, indeedy. I don't think a lot of people knew that. Instead, pyrethrum, on the other hand, is biodegradable. Woo! And it breaks down with the exposure of oxygen. And it also breaks down with the exposure of light. And it comes from a natural plant again. So we'll keep that there. That could have been a really good choice. We didn't choose that one. The second choice that the state of Texas could have chose was to allow the people that live in the community to choose their own choice and method. If I have a big yard and I'm having a mosquito mist issue, I would like to have a mosquito mist system. If that doesn't work, then I might spray pyrethrum. If that doesn't work and I'm cool with it, I can spray the most deadliest toxic chemicals I want. But I make that choice. I choose to do that in my own yard. I choose that. I don't choose for everybody. I'm not getting crop dusting planes and aerial spraying on all my neighbors the most toughest toxic chemical I can find. Okay. You can see that this really kind of just burns me up. You know, a lot of people also, the third concept, and this is third. So you got the first one, you understand, you could have used a natural product. The second one is that they could have allowed the United States and the citizens in Texas to make their decisions. And thirdly, you know what else? A lot of people are just darn right apathetic. They just had enough. They just feel like the government is just going to do what the government's going to do, and there's nothing you can do about it because we don't have any power. We're powerless. We can't do anything. They think for us, you know, maybe they're right. They're always right. We're always wrong, and they know what's best for us, you know? I mean, who knows what the fallout of this spray is going to do in 4 to 6 years? Who knows how many cases of cancer are going to come out and how many people are going to have like a, I'm not trying to make a joke, but a third arm, for goodness sakes. We really just don't know. The entire idea of the ecosystem is invaded. The concepts of what we're dealing with on a daily basis and what life is today could be completely changed. Anytime radical movement of this sort is made, there's not a lot of thought process behind it, as well as the idea of the slippery slope is never quite investigated. So let's go to that third option, the whole powerless thing, the whole thing that the government essentially knows exactly what we need to do because they're right, or because, you know what, we just don't have any power. We're completely powerless. You know, when did feeling powerless, when did the idea that we don't have a say, and when did the idea of coming up with disturbing humor to laugh it all up start it? When was the first time that you knew or it felt so powerless that you decided to make a joke out of something that had nothing funny about it? That's sad when sarcasm and jokes are now used to hide the fact that, darn, we are scared. We don't have a darn clue on what we're supposed to be doing. So when did that powerless feeling begin? Yep, you figured it out. That is tonight's show, and it's the beginning of the creation of the idea of the informed perspective. Okay, let's be informed. Let's not be biased. So this is a well-informed, non-biased program, which I find few and far between. Let's go a step past bias. Let's go to knowledge, and let's go a step past knowledge, and let's go to deep understanding knowledge. Okay, so this is the concept, right? This is what they decided to act on, and this is what the deal was made, and this is what our government and everybody else decided to do. People have contracted West Nile. Okay, some people have died, or some people have been seriously affected, which my heart goes out to those people as well as the family. The next thought process is we will use aerial spray to fly over the city and kill the mosquitoes. Okay, thirdly, the spray is good. No more West Nile. We're all fine. No more deaths, no more problems, no more mosquitoes. Well, you know what? Sadly, that is just not true. It's not true. Okay, so think about it. Let's take the deep perspective. Let's really kind of get down to the nitty-gritty on all this. People have West Nile. People contract West Nile. We're going to spray, or we're not going to spray. Something needs to happen, but the spray that needs to be used does not need to affect the ecosystem in a nasty, negative way. It must be something that solely isolates the mosquito itself, the animal, the thing that's causing this disease to percolate in the human condition. Also, you must take in consideration that just an idea of standing water. So you got to, like, let's say a large farmland, and you have an individual that has several tires out there next to some cars that he's rebuilding or what have you, and there's standing water inside the tire itself. Guess what? I fly over with my crop duster with aerial spray. I spray the land. I spray all whatever it is. There could be fruits. There could be vegetables. It could be an organic garden. I spray all that with these pesticides. I spray everything. But guess what? If there's water sitting in that tire, That spray is not going to get in there to kill the larvae that will actually come and breed in 2 days. So guess this. I use all this spray. I fly over. I spray all this stuff. And guess what? There's still mosquitoes. Interesting. So, you know, they also said, and when they were talking about Duet, and they went on TV, and you heard it on Fox, you heard it on 5, you heard it on 8, you heard it on 11, you heard it on every channel possible, and they talked about you weren't supposed to be outside from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Warning for human beings, as well as pets. Dogs should not be outside. I mean, I guess if your cat's outside, cat should be inside. You're supposed to cover up any sort of, like, ponds or pools or any sort of little water source where you might have any sort of fish or koi pond. And if you happen to be out there and some of this stuff got on you, you were supposed to basically run inside immediately, get in the shower, soap up, take a shower immediately, and try to get this stuff off your body, as well as using a mineral oil type compound too, because it's also, it's oil, it's not water, you know, soluble, so you have to understand that as well. They also said that some people could have pneumonia on contact based upon maybe immune, you know, deficiency syndromes as well. But it's supposed to be safe. Wow, that does not sound like safe to me. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like something that I want to have on me, much less around my animals or around my livestock. Or for that matter, what about an organic garden that I'm growing? What about the crops if I'm a farmer? What about my pool that my kids swim in? What about the pond where the kois or whatever live in? You're exposing yourself to all this. Think about the fruits and vegetables that you're growing. The tomatoes, whatever, the onions, whatever you're growing, the tomatoes on the vine. What about that basil you have in the backyard or that rosemary that your wife has? It's the one thing that she can keep alive. Think about it. How much do you have to wash this stuff so you can use it if it's not water soluble? You know, the clear and present danger has not been discussed here. And the clear and present danger is the concept of killing and actually making the bee, the whole entire bee population, extinct. Yeah, I know, I said it, extinct. You know, the bee population is almost extinct. And that's where the clear and present danger and where the true perspective lies, is that we really miss the point when we think about all this stuff until you really think about what the bees do, what their contribution to society is, and what their contribution is to basically the world we know it right now. This is the deep perspective. This is where you get into the slippery slope scenario. This is where it gets kind of hairy, nasty, not good. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about what the bees do, okay? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about feeling powerless. And then we're going to start talking about how you can get your life back, how you can get your neighborhood back, how you can become more aware, and how you can become more powerful, and you can get other people to help you, and you can stop things like this from happening in the future. So stay tuned, because we have a lot coming up.